Heidi and Frank Show. Just now joining us for the program, we have our special guest coming in studio. Send him on in here. Mike Booten. I think it's how you say his name. It could be Mike Booten.
How are you?
How you doing, Mike?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you. I'm Frank.
You.
That's Heidi over there.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming in. I'm going to pop your headphones on there because I think
people
are going
to want to talk to you.
Yeah, we're going to be taking some calls with Mike. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Mike is here. He's a farmer. You know, were we watching the Super Bowl, Mike, when they were like, God made a farmer? Chrysler commercial?
I was actually on a flight when the Super Bowl, yeah.
Oh.
Mike's been a farmer for 35 years now. He's got that look, too, doesn't he? Like, look at that.
He's a hard-working man right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, hard-working man. You feel his farming hands?
That's right. bringing medicine to people.
Yeah, what's he farm? He's not farming corn or milo or wheat. He's a weed farmer. Oh, man, 35 years. Over the 35 years, the attitude towards medical marijuana. I mean, I don't think there was an attitude towards medical marijuana 35 years ago. You were just growing weed.
Right.
Well, there was. You know, a lot of people don't know, but there was at one time in the late 70s, early 80s, there was almost 35. I think there was like 34 medical marijuana states. Medical marijuana, the second time around. It's not new.
Was it just for glaucoma back then? But like now there's a lot more things they figured out marijuana can help with.
It was for a lot less things, absolutely.
Now, do you partake?
Oh, yeah, daily.
Yeah.
You high right now?
Not really.
You want to?
No, I'm not. Well, I didn't want to get anybody in trouble, Frank.
Yeah. I was saying how farmers always seem to have, like, their product. Like, if you're a corn farmer, you always got, like, a couple buds in your pocket.
Right, see, you're right. Look at that. We grew up in Indiana, so I know that farmers always have tomatoes or corn. They come by the house. They bring you what
we're a little more sophisticated nowadays. We just keep a little vape pen in our pocket. There you go.
Good to go. Now, it says here, this is a show coming out on Discovery, Weed Country. Now, I know there's other shows out there that, like, the moonshine shows, where it's like these guys are running shine, and then they got the cops, they're following the deputies, trying to bust these guys out in the woods.
Right.
Do you have that same thing where it's like your farm is completely hidden and the cops, I mean, how do you avoid the, I mean, because you can move a still. You really can't move a farm.
No. They know it's there. The helicopters fly by. I've seen military drones. We have airborne in-flight fueling going on over my house. You know, that's not civilian.
Are you worried about going to jail?
No.
You think you'll end up in jail someday?
It could happen. But I just don't worry about it because I think that the marijuana laws in our country are so heinous, it's so barbaric.
Agreed.
That if someone isn't willing to stand up and show a little civil disobedience and give a reason to people why we need to change these laws, then it'll never change.
I like that you say in your bio here, it says, he has a fatalistic approach to life and expects to either go to jail or grow old, providing the best cannabis to sick people, nothing in between.
No.
I love that about you.
No.
Right.
Thank you.
Mike Booten.
It's medicine.
He's with us. You said you do direct to patients. Like you don't trust the dispensaries. What's with the no trust of the dispensaries?
It's not that I don't trust them. It's that, you know, it's a game unto itself. You know, I live 700 miles away from Los Angeles. I can't drive down here, deal with a dispensary that doesn't want to pay me.
Right.
They want to do consignment. They want, you know, me to share their risk. And then at the end of the day, you know, if something happens to them, how do I get paid? I don't.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
And so it never was really an option.
Just a bad business model as opposed to being.
Right. And also dealing directly with patients is more the 215 model. It's what you're actually supposed to be doing. And so
do they come to your house? Do you go to their house? Do they meet you
both.
In the dark of night?
Both.
All that. You
three.
Deliver.
How's that?
That's
I
like
deliver.
The best delivery
people
service.
People can come to the farm. I never allow people that I don't know to come to the farm. If you just signed up, if I never met you before where you live, then you can't come to the farm. Once I know you, you can come to the farm.
And pick up
I
your
prefer
medicine.
That. Yeah.
So you do, you also make, you have. I see a wedding ring, so you're married.
Yes.
Okay. Does your wife help you with the edibles? I mean, is it a whole, like, family operation?
Yes. She's actually works harder than I do at the whole operation, really, to tell the truth.
I'm surprised you get anything done. If I had a pot farm, I'd be like, I'm like, how in the hell does anything get done around the farm?
You feel like farming? Not really, man.
No. No, and you know, you do what you have to do. And I think that, you know, people have a misunderstanding. It's a misnomer what high is, you know, and it's different for everybody. But for me, really, it's just more of a feeling of well-being.
It's a science, too. I mean, as far as, like, getting the different strains together and hybridizing, sure. And this is the kind, if you're looking to feel like this, if you want to clean the house, here's clean house wheat.
Get some happy wheat. Get some sativa.
Yeah, if you want to melt into your couch, here's this. You'd help sleeping. I mean, there's like, it's a science.
Yeah, you need some indica for that.
Indica, yeah.
Yeah, see, Heidi knows.
Where you want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I want to giggle. That's what if I'm going to do it, I want to just laugh and...
You probably want some happy wheat. You probably want some sativa.
Feel good and everything's right with the world. And I, you know, that's what I'm looking for.
What do you think about, like, states? I think, like, is it Washington State and then Colorado just legalized? Did they legalize marijuana?
Yeah, well, you know what they did was they did. But we still have that federal, you know, the specter of the feds hanging over it. But they did legalize marijuana for recreational use, and I'm glad they did. I think that, I think there's about 10 more states looking at that here for the next election cycle. And,
so if you had to predict a year when, you know, like, where it's...
We're done talking about this. It's legal. It's fine. It's
the attitude and the national attitude, the federal attitude is like, okay, let's just let's sell this legally and tax it like alcohol or whatever we're going to do.
I hope by 2020.
Yeah.
I do. I don't see how this can keep it up. We have the internet now.
Right.
And you just can't lie. And keep telling lies when people can go look up the science themselves on the internet.
And now you have this show, Weed Country on Discovery. So people are able to watch you and your family and see, like you said, there's a lot of stereotypes around high and stoners and stuff. And it's like, you know, you're well-spoken and you're doing the Lord's work. I think
Seriously.
You should run for president. Out here says he's an evangelical Christian who loves country, dogs, guns, and weed. It's like, that is 2016, Mike Luton.
That's why it's going to be legal by 2020.
Right. Maybe. Exactly. For
day one.
Right there.
Day one. Look, if America, well, that's crazy talk, but listen, if America, you know, if that was even possible, I kid you not, day one, there would be no more marijuana law in our country. The only marijuana crime that would exist in our country would be the theft of someone's.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Have you been robbed?
Actually, no. But
you got dogs.
And guns.
Dogs and guns.
What kind of dogs you got?
German Shepherd, the Dachshund, which is actually more vicious than a German Shepherd.
The Dachshund alerts and then for the muscle to go in and do the work. He's like, hey.
If Dachshunds weighed 200 pounds, we'd have to put them all down. They'd kill us.
Right. Yeah.
And they look like, you know, fat joints with legs. somebody twisted that dog and put some legs on it.
Roll fatty.
That's funny.
Roll fatty. 1-800-955-5567. We're going to take some calls. We got Mike Booten here. He's one of the new stars. Or I'm going to say the star because you're the only one I've met. From Weed Country. Starts February 20th on Discovery Channel at 10 p.m. You're definitely going to watch this. Set your DVRs if you can't watch it live. Let's go to Brandon on line 3. Hello, Brandon. Say hello to Mike.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Good, Brandon. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm a local farmer myself, and I just want to know what your opinion was about ridding the PM. What was your thought on sulfur burning?
Explain PM for those of us not in the know.
Is that like afternoon weed?
I think he's talking powder mold.
Yeah.
Powder mold.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing with powder mold. One of the best ways to not have it is to have a clean operation, to know where your genetic material is coming from. If you do get it, you know, there's some good ways to take care of it that are organic. I don't recommend sulfur, and one of the reasons why is because one of the big things now in this scene is people consuming marijuana by eating it raw, or eating the dried, you know, consuming it in that way. And I just wouldn't feel good about the prospects of eating weed that's had sulfur, that's been infused with sulfur.
So, yeah, as far as, like, you know, the engineering of the products that we eat, the actual foods,
right,
that there's so much, like, herbicides and things that are going on in genetics, like, you have to buy a certain bean or something like that. Where is your weed organic?
Yes.
I mean, so... No herbicides, nothing like that?
No. We don't use anything that's bad for people. I don't think you can legally actually say you have organic weed because it's not a legal product, but technically,
it is organic.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean they're eating it raw?
It's actually...
They're not out in the field just...
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
No, I've known weed and not... That's why you have to sweeten it up with all this sweet stuff. It's like, it's not good tasting.
Well,
right?
Some people actually, though, they really only want what the medical marijuana can deliver in terms of taking care of their whatever their problem is.
Yeah.
And the high doesn't have to be associated with that. That's sort of a byproduct depending upon the weed. And when you eat the raw marijuana, then you're just not going to get that, especially if you're eating the younger the not quite fully mature, because it's actually my understanding that at that stage in its life, it has more CBD in it.
Okay, so you're just fixing your anxiety, your chronic back pain,
and you're getting
whatever.
A lot of fiber.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I bet you would. Yeah.
Talk about a twist.
Talk about being on the pot. Being on the pot.
Wow. On the pot. Well, there you go. 1-800-955-5567. Talking to Mike Booten from Weed Country on Discovery Channel. Been a farmer for 35 years of marijuana. Let's talk to Dean on line 2. Hello, Dean.
Morning, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Hey, let me ask you this. What is the absolute knockout, the best you've ever had? For me, it was opiated Thai back in the late 70s. It was so good. It was killer good.
I got to tell you that I think the best weed I've ever smoked was a New York City diesel that had a tangerine overtone.
Awesome.
This is incredible. Yeah.
All right, thanks for your time.
He's like a sommelier of weed. That's so awesome. Seriously. Mike Booten, 2016.
What made it so good? Was it the experience? Was it?
It was the flavor. It was the smell. You ever notice, like with food, sometimes you smell a food and you're like, oh, I gotta get some of that.
Yes.
And then you eat it and you put it in your mouth and you just feel robbed.
Right. You're like, oh, man.
Well, marijuana can do that, too. It smells good, and then you smoke it. You're like, oh, my God. This stuff delivered. It tasted. It smelled. It had the... It
did the trick.
It treated me good.
It treated me good. All right. Let's talk to Matt on line 4. Hello, Matt. Say hello to Mike.
Hey, Heidi, Frank. How you doing?
We're good.
Good.
Good. So, I had a quick question. I'm an Arcata native, Hummel County, and I did what he did for a lot of years, but I'm a transplant now to Southern California. And my question to you, what would be your recommendation for a best outdoor strain? I'm about to start the secret season, which nobody should know about, but I guess I'm on the radio and it starts in March.
Best outdoor strain.
Well, you know, it depends on where you live, but if you're talking about down here in the Southland, if I lived down here, I'd try to find me the baddest sativa that I could, and I'd stick that in the ground because of the...
Yeah, I agree. I've done a couple of different things. They've turned out very well, but, the climate's different, the humidity, everything's
and
different.
And I can't actually grow sativa where I live. I mean, the best that I can do is maybe a hybrid, you know, if it gets up much over 35% sativa, it won't finish where I live. So I think if I lived down here, I'd be growing some great sativa.
Because it doesn't get warm enough?
It doesn't have, it's more of an equatorial strain.
Okay.
It wants a lot longer light, period. It wants a longer flowering period.
Okay. So you're all about the indica where you are.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Mike, can you stick around for another break?
Sleepy time.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike Booten's going to stick around with us from Weed Country. It's a show. It's going to start on Discovery Channel at 10 p.m. on February 20th. It's premiering that Wednesday, February 20th. Mike Booten, farmer extraordinaire, doing the Lord's work. Going to come right back and talk more with him. We are Heidi and Frank. Heidi and Frank Show. In studio here, Mike Booten with us. He's from the show Weed Country on Discovery that premieres Wednesday, February 20th at 10 p.m. What's that show about? Well, it's called Weed Country. Mike is a pot farmer for the past 35 years. How did you, get into it? I see that you says your dad was the local sheriff. And you go into pot growing.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, he was actually a deputy, so just to make the clarification, you know, there is only one sheriff in a county and then there's deputies. So he was a deputy, but, it was sort of on a dare, really. You know, I was getting
ready. Bet you couldn't grow pot.
Well, no, it was
a bunch of it.
It was more like I was at an after school event, I always took the bus. We live 6 miles from town, and so here I am at an after school event, which was kind of rare and unusual anyway. and one of the bad kids, right? You know, I mean, I knew he was a bad kid because my dad said so, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the bad kids said to me, you wouldn't smoke any pot. Nah, not the cops, kid. You know, he just egged me on. I was like, oh, yeah, I will. Oh, yeah, I will. And the funny thing about it is I didn't even get high. First time I smoked marijuana, I didn't get high.
So you're going, I don't get it. What's the,
yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, once I did get it, though, I really got it.
Yeah. You really got it.
Yeah.
You're no doubt about that.
It took.
It did take.
Yeah.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Farva on line 8. Hello, Farva.
Hey guys, how you guys doing today?
We're good. Say hi to Mike.
Hi Mike, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
That's good. I had a quick question. How you were saying that you do you'd rather cut out the dispensaries. How would someone go by like contacting you or whatever?
How do you get your patients?
Yeah, well, mostly I'm on Facebook, you know, and then I have a website for Grace Farms, gracefarmsonline.org. We get referrals, and then there's just a process. You know, I have to meet you, I have to see your paperwork, we have to be comfortable, I have to see where you live, and then we go from there.
Yeah, I understand what you're getting at. I just wanted to, you know, kind of get my foot in the door and find out how I could locate you and maybe meet up or something.
So the website, again, to contact you, Grace Farms.
Yeah, gracefarmsonline.org. Then also you could, you know, I'm on Facebook, Mike Booten. I have a Weed Country page on there as well.
B-O-U-T-I-N.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Somebody can't just come to your farm without paperwork and go, hey, can I get some weed?
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
Right.
Let's go to Aaron on line 5. Hello, Aaron. Say hello to Mike Booten.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Aaron.
So I had a quick question. I've been growing in my backyard for the last few years now. Our setup's starting to get bigger and bigger, and we're just kind of looking for a way to get our foot in the door. I was wondering if you had any advice for people trying to make it into the medical industry.
Location, 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 just like everything else, truly, because, you know, you could be in a county that's pretty hip to marijuana and yet be living next door to, like, the biggest pain in the ass neighbor you ever saw, and then, you know, it's just not going to work out for you. So, really, the biggest thing is finding the right location, finding the right people, and you know, just...
How big was your area that you started when you started growing up? And I was asking
Mike. I'm just in my backyard, and I live in Ventura, which is kind of up in the air as to their policy on medical marijuana right now. So we only have the deliveries, but right now I'm growing in about, I don't know, a 25 by 40-foot area.
Nice little startup. Thank you, Aaron.
What about you, Mike, like when you first started growing?
You know, when I first started growing, it was back in the 70s, and I started with one of those things that you could order out of High Times, a little Phototron. Did you ever see those?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Do you think you're going to get so much weed? You think it's like, oh, my God, this is going to be so great.
This is like topsy-turvy tomatoes.
Right, exactly. Exactly right.
Do they have the topsy-turvy weed?
You know, maybe. That'd
be a good idea. A little indoor grow, right?
Right.
Not bad.
That would be awesome.
And now how big is your place, or do you not talk about how big it
is? Well, no, I don't mind talking about it. We do about maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 by 90. It's all contained within that square footage.
So as far as your business model goes, would it benefit you if... I mean, like you say, in 2020, when the attitudes change, you think by 2020 that legalization maybe in more and more states or this, that would legalization benefit you, or is it the fact that it's illegal benefit you?
It would absolutely benefit me. It would benefit the most? Our country.
Yeah.
I can't think of no bigger issue in our country that covers so much ground and affects so many facets of our life as marijuana prohibition.
Well, like I think you were saying it during, I can't remember if we were on the air during the break, about how it's the most resourceful plant on planet.
It's the most valuable plant on the
planet.
It absolutely is. You can make 25,000 products out of marijuana in one, you know, okay.
That is crazy.
Only a stoner could figure out 25,000 products.
I mean, seriously, like, right. Name some of the things that it does for people who have no clue.
Okay, well, number one, it's fiber, clothing.
Right.
Textiles. Number two, the inside of the stock, called the herd, it make building materials, hempcrete out of it. You Google hempcrete, you're going to be astonished at how efficient it is, how long it lasts. It actually, a hempcrete building will sequester carbon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then, you know, you talk about the chemicals that you can make. You can make fuel. Henry Ford's Model T was designed to run off of hemp oil, not gasoline. He made hemp body panels for the thing.
Now, I know there's like when they put that that cooking oil or whatever it is, and the car smells like
French fries.
Right,
French
right, right.
Will it smell like weed everywhere if everything's made of weed?
I doubt it.
I mean, when the hemp building catches on fire, are all the firemen high? I mean,
no, not with that. Not with that.
They were going to go in and put it out.
And it's food, it's medicine, it's housing, it's clothing, it's
everything. And that's what people don't understand.
Right.
People have been indoctrinated in this country and fed all kinds of lies. We call it reefer madness, and the truth of it is it's only so that they can put a barrier to commerce against hemp and go with the oil. And I'm sure that
so we wouldn't even have to depend on oil if
I totally believe we wouldn't have to. I know some people would dispute that, but I am willing to bet you that if we were to legalize marijuana for all adult use in this country tomorrow, that within very short time, 5 years, we could say goodbye to foreign oil
right.
and foreign
wars.
We're
out of the Middle East and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Let them do whatever they want.
Use
their
own oil reserves and hemp oil, and we'd be set to pop.
We'd be set.
Incredible.
1-800-955-5567. Let's go to the phones. Let's see. Scott's been on hold longest. Hello, Scott, on line two.
How you going? How's it going, man? I want to appreciate what you do because... you know, you're keeping it going, and I think that's a good thing. And I had a question as far as, when you get a 502 or whatever, and if you have any information as far as what they do as far as, like, a breathalyzer or, you know, what they would do if you're, you know, smoking.
Well, I think what 502, the way they're implementing that, and I'm not an expert on it, but I think that if the officer feels you're impaired, then he can give you a blood test. And then based on that blood test, if you're over 5 nanograms per milliliter, you're going to be considered de facto DUI.
So nanograms, that's not much. You can basically just get secondhand smoke then.
Well, I don't know about that. And I think we need to find out and we need to get some information on that. Because when I was trying to pin that 502 thing down, I actually went and took a urine test. I went and took my own drug test. And I ended up with 4,000 nanograms per milliliter, but that was urine. How that correlates over to blood, I'm not sure, but if
that sounds like a lot, Mike.
So you're saying we can smoke your urine? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
Well, maybe. I don't know that you'd want to do that.
That's awesome.
You know, Frank, before you do that, come see me, and I'll hook you up with some real weed.
You know, we got a problem.
Wow. We don't need any new spice products out there on the market.
Mike, it's been such a pleasure having you in here,
wow.
man. I'm looking so forward to your show, Weed Country, on Discovery Channel at 10 p.m. on Wednesday, February 20th, is the premiere of the show. Everybody should watch that. And if you are an opponent to this, watch it just with an open mind so you can see. I mean, like Swamp People starts tonight on History Channel, okay?
Yeah.
And so I said that this is a group of people you would never meet, never cross paths with.
Right.
But then when you actually do see these people, you know, in their environment,
you might like them.
They're
human. Good people.
You get it.
Remind you of your own family.
Change your outlook.
I think that
have their opinions moved a little bit by the show. I don't think people are going to watch this show and walk away thinking about marijuana the
same way. I think
there
were people listening to the show this morning that had no idea that this could create 25,000 different products.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing real quick before we go, I want to mention, every Friday at 5 p.m. I do my own radio show. It's an internet radio show, and we have an expert guest every week, and we take on some topic about marijuana. We've had biochemists, DEA guys, FBI guys, Harvard psychiatrists. But that's at CannabisNationRadio.com.
Okay.
And so that's a good place to learn a lot more about this issue and, of course, watch the Weed Country Show on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And that's every Friday at 5.
Every Friday at 5.
Live, call in,
you can
internet
go right
radio.
To CannabisNationRadio.com and hit listen now. And you could also go back and check out our past archives.
I want to talk to you about maybe simulcasting your show down here on Tone Hop Network. I have an online internet radio company. I'd love to maybe simulcast your show. I think that's... a hell of a thing you're doing.
That would be amazing, Frank.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's get baked and talk about
that. Yeah, let's do that. I'm down with that. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, right after the show, okay?
Right after the show.
Nice.
I got about a half hour left, so let's run through this show because we've got some stuff to talk about.
The last half hour is going to get good.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike, for coming in. Again, the show Weed Country, Discovery Channel, Wednesday, February 20th, 10 p.m. Check it out. We are Heidi and Frank.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.